come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray.
All right, Broken Tail Dog, Josh Ricardo, I'm here. And I'm feeling nice. I'm feeling real nice. I'm showered. I'm shaved. My balls have an essence to them that is not cheese.
Nice.
It is a winter green, if you will. I have in front of me a good friend of mine. A lot of you people listen to the show have written, would that be the proper terminology, written me emails about her. Because I've mentioned her so much and she's been on before and she's brought a lot of her people in. I have the one and only publicist to all the adult film stars, Lainey Spizer. Lainey!
Hello!
We're back.
Hi!
It's been a hiatus.
It has been a hiatus. I always get such good feedback about that one interview we did.
You're so good.
I just think it's us.
It's our chemistry. It's just our, we have magical thing. Chemistry.
Yes. Yes.
Lainey is a, for those of you who haven't heard Lainey's episode, Lainey is an adult film publicist, but also has worked across the board for many different publications. But what you feature yourself in usually is adult stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's your specialty.
I'd say that's my niche.
The old niche.
The old niche.
The old niche, if you will.
Yes.
So Lainey is now writing for this really great publication called Strip LV. And she has an article, a column, if you will. She's a columnist.
I'm a columnist now.
You're a columnist in the Broken Tail Dog Doghouse. Beautiful.
And you know what? I'm so happy that I didn't call my column anything, which I love. There's
what
no
mean?
Name for
oh,
my
no,
column.
Like,
it's not like, you know, whatever, Sex in the City or whatever. It's not. It's just like, I write shit every month.
You
it's
go
a column.
Fucking hard, too. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I go hard.
So she just sent me an article she writes called Let Them Watch Porn. It's a really well-written, well-done article.
Thank you.
And you are, this is why I love Lainey, because Lainey, not only do you drop, because Lainey also represents a couple comics that I know or people working in the comedy industry. So she drops a Jerry Seinfeld reference in the porn parody thing. I love that you did that.
Yes.
This article. But, so basically, the point of the article is, to not discourage your partner from watching pornography.
Right.
And it kind of breaks down how she looks at pornography. And I know you've said this on my show before, mm-hmm. but you don't watch it because you know everybody and it's weird to you.
Yeah.
That's not
exactly.
your thing. But I'm going to read a little passage that I think is really, really fucking great. All right, hold on. Where is this thing? I was about anal. Where is this? Come on. I had it right here in front of me.
Okay,
so it talks about, so David is your current, it's your husband, right?
My current husband,
Your
yes.
current husband. I have a feeling you're one of those women that ended up with a lot of husbands, but David's your current husband.
Yes, yes.
And you talk really openly about how David watches porn,
yep.
but didn't want you to participate, and basically said, because you're my Lainey,
yeah.
and I just like to watch it, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you were offering, like, I'll blow you, I'll do whatever, I just
yeah.
want to see it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool.
It is, because the truth is most people don't really want to do the things that they see in porn. It's A, way too athletic.
Yeah.
You know, B, it's just too out there, but you like to watch it. Like, if I ever have any way out porn kind of stuff, I like to watch like orgies. Do I want to participate in one reality? Hell no. It's nasty. I like to watch one, but I can't get away with going to an orgy and just watching it, you know, that's, you know, people won't appreciate that.
Yeah, if you bring your money to the fucking game, you better throw in.
Yeah, exactly. So what do? You go on your search engine and write orgy.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
you watch it.
You probably don't have to even write orgy, just write O-R.
O-R, you're right.
When you were writing, say in this, I want to know if I'm reading this properly. Are you saying that porn is the reason why you do more anal in your article?
I say that porn is the reason why we are anal is becoming a mainstream sex trend. Yes.
Okay.
There are a lot of there are things that men do that I say in the article that, you know, they picked up in porn.
Of
like the it's something as simple as men asking you to look at them when you're blowing them.
Yeah.
Which I think is really hot. But, like, you know, I don't think men got that idea until they watched
they
porn.
They saw it in porn.
You know, the same thing with anal. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think anal is, like, as I said, my husband likes to watch it, but it's I think it's a big one that people like to watch because they don't do it in their real lives.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I think, like, okay, so what's interesting about your article and what I talk a lot about on the show is how women are – I was actually talking to my wife about this on the couch. We were watching something, House of Cards, and They're really focusing on, you know, Claire Underwood's character and about how powerful she's become.
I love that show.
And I said to her, I go, you know, women are going to get so powerful eventually. They're going to come up. You're going to see a lot more women acting like all the stuff you hate about men. You're going to see a lot of women acting like men because they're going to be more career focused.
Absolutely.
They're not going to have the time to bullshit with people.
Not going to have as much children.
Exactly. They're going to be fiery. And I'm sure there's going to be some level of evolution existing still between men and women in that nurture nature situation. Yeah. But what I do think and what I do know is ever since porn became accessible by phone and by mobile device, where a young girl was, you know, my boyfriend loves porn, so I, you know, or whatever, maybe they lost a boyfriend, so you don't put out, they start watching porn.
Sure.
And next thing you know, we're like 20 years into having porn pretty accessible, you know? We're about 20 years into that phase, and you're seeing more and more young girls, 18, 19, 20, being very okay with all the stuff that everyone said that we shouldn't be okay with, right? Because there's always been that double standard also from a feminist point of view, where feminists were like, I don't like porn because I feel like it demeans a woman.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you see women now enjoying the aspects of porn that their men are watching. So it's not, I mean, I know it's predominantly more men still. I think it's always going to be that way.
It will always be that way. But definitely more women than ever now watch it. And I think it's the younger girls, these college girls and young girls, like when I rep Bell Knox, for instance, and we were on The View, she said she started watching porn since she was 12, and she's the age that she could be, you know? She's a millennium, and she, watched porn since she was 12, and, you know, look what happened.
But the thing is, it's also one of those things where I think a lot of, it's like when Britney Spears started to do her kind of striptease-type dancing when she first came out. I remember it because she came out around the time I turned 18, and I remember I was always really shy with women except for exotic dancers. So I'd go to this certain strip club in my hometown a lot.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing an influx from the time I started going and right around the time Britney Spears came out of young, attractive women doing porn. Sorry, doing stripping.
Yeah.
Where it was like, Britney Spears is doing it. I can do it. And I and sometimes a lot of those girls weren't really mentally prepared for that aspect. Just like a lot of girls probably who watch porn enough and go, I can get fucked. They don't understand, oh my God, like it's a really hard job.
Absolutely. In fact, I did, you know, speaking of Belle, I saw her recently. We had dinner and we were talking and she said, you know, I had no idea what I was getting into. And it wasn't just about the media frenzy and all that, just about, you know, that this is a hard job. You know, this is, you know, a strenuous job. People, you know, will critique you for not working hard. Yeah. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, because you can't just...
You can't phone it in.
Porn is so competitive now.
Yeah.
You can't just lay there anymore.
No, you used to.
Go off. Remember, there used to be so many girls that were just like, if you had model looks, that used to be so rare. Remember
that was
in the 90s
it.
Where it was
in
so
the 90s,
rare to have a chick who looked like a, sorry, a woman who looked like a model.
You could say chick.
You know what I mean? Like, and then all of a sudden now, there are like 10 girls I can name off the top of my head that could be legit models that do porn now.
Yep,
like,
and
look
at
Mia Molikova or whatever.
Oh wow, yeah,
she's unreal looking.
Gorgeous.
And if you were to see her, there'd be no way that you would think that girl was able to do what she does on screen. She kills it.
Yep, absolutely.
I tried to get her on my show once. She kind of blew me off. So Lainey's always been super nice.
Mia,
to me.
Mia, how could you?
Lainey's always been super nice to me. Whenever the Exotica comes in, I always shoot these really funny sketches that the audience really loves. So I appreciate you guys writing in about those. Those a lot of them are Lainey's responsible for all that content. So when I'm there, she gets me a press pass, and I walk through and hang out, and I try to find cool people to talk to, and I try to talk. I don't know what I look like. I feel like I don't feel like I look threatening, but maybe I do. I don't know. But I walked up to her, and I'm like, hey, you know, I do this show. And it wasn't like I was trying to sell her dick. I literally was just like, I do the show. I think you'd be really interesting because she looks so model-esque, and she's
in porn. You give her your creds, though? Did you give her your
really,
dating on set cred?
You know how
cred?
Those things are. They're like signing.
There's a
she
lot
wasn't
going
signing
on.
At the moment.
Yeah.
I waited to when she had a block of time.
Yeah.
But she was signing for a specific club that's here in New York that I don't want to name because they've never hooked me up, so I'm not going to plug them.
Yeah, fuck them.
But she was working for a certain club, and she was like, I don't think they allow me to do interviews, which I knew was kind of bullshit, but...
That is bullshit.
But whatever.
Yeah,
I thought it was really funny. I was like, God damn, even in the fucking Exotica...
Well, I mean, you know,
famous people come on my show and talk to me.
Exactly.
In my house.
But in that forum, only to play devil's advocate for her. I hardly actually, her is one of the girls I don't know that well, but I know her brother is actually living with one of my clients or former clients, I should say. Mm-hmm. So, but I will say this, there's so many idiots who are walking around and saying
yeah,
that they're
that's
doing
what I figured.
Stuff. And you're, but the thing is, the fact that you are good looking and smell
oh,
nice
yeah,
and all that, you
balls.
Know, yes, the, those minty balls. She should have known that you weren't one of the,
no
like,
hard
you,
feelings,
you,
but yeah,
you, use your common sense, you know, like when I get one of these sweaty ass, you know, guys with like the Cheetos crumbs on his chest and all this stuff. And they're like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah.
I'm the photographer, blah, blah, blah. I like, you know, it's amazing though, how many girls, they forward me these emails and I'm like,
you have to sift through them, right?
But some of them, I'm like, are you kidding me? You really thought this was to send this?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're just not even reading them.
I'm sensitive
but,
to that, too, because I have a lot of yeah. girls on the show because of you and because of my other endeavors, but mm-hmm. a lot because of you. And I'm able – I've had a lot of, you know, pretty candid conversations and hung out with them outside of, you know, being on the air. And I could see that. I don't have any beef with that.
I think it's because of that. But, I mean, she – you know, she should have known the difference between, you know, you and them. But, you know, they do at Exotica and at AVN, mm-hmm. they get all these, like...
Yeah, there's tons got, of
yeah,
people there.
There's
I mean,
tons of people who want
interviews.
To paint
a picture,
yeah.
We went there last year, Harry and I, and it was just jam-packed with people. It is a...
Yeah.
It's damn right mainstream. You get from the freakiest to the novice there. And it's a really cool event. It's one of those things where I always love going just because I love to see, like, okay, what's the craziest shit in here? Because everyone's trying to one-up each other. It's a thing of
yes,
beauty.
Yes, absolutely. And it's, you know, I think of it as Comic-Con for adults.
It really is.
You know, adult stuff. And, you know, Fridays are women getting free. And as we're talking about women with porn, mm-hmm. it's so many women come to
oh,
this
yeah.
thing. And they dress, they're practically naked.
Yeah, a lot of
you
them.
You see that? Some of the,
yeah,
and
yeah.
some of these women, you believe me, you do not want to see yeah. naked at all. It's always them. Like, why is it always them who do this? I don't
they're
know.
Always the most confident, right? The people
oh,
that should never
yeah.
be naked.
Yeah, I mean, good for you. But, you know, they're wearing the assless chaps and you got, like, big
and
cottage like, cheesy
this
ass.
Is, this is the thing, yes. So, thank you. Like, here's the beef I have with that is... I get it. I want everyone to feel as comfortable as they
yeah.
want to feel and be able to wear what they want to wear. But don't ask me to celebrate you for not putting the effort in to look good. I don't
absolutely.
Want, for you to go, how dare you judge me. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, if you're showing it all off, you better be prepared to take a little bit of criticism.
Absolutely.
I have a radio show. If I do a bad interview, people talk shit. I mean, it's not fun to be in public.
No.
It's a lot of risk. You better really want to do it.
It's a lot of risk. And I tell all my clients that who are new about, you know, when they have like the comment button, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
and I said, do not expect any good comments.
It's never going to
no
be
matter
good.
What. I said, but what I do is I count the comments because I want a lot of comments. I don't care if they're good or bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know? Just
want to
make sure things are moving on
yeah,
there, right?
Yeah, and that's all you should, I tell them that's all you should care about, you know, is that. But yeah, there's a lot of nasty, you know, and then there's a lot of submissive men who go, you see all the submissive men
oh, it's
who
hilarious.
Are there.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, like, you know, crawling on the
yeah,
floor
yeah,
and all that. That's pretty funny,
I love
too.
It. When you were starting in the industry, and we've touched on this before, it was booming.
Yeah.
And now you're in a position where you've probably had to get pretty creative
mm-hmm.
how to make your money and how to move your clients along. And I've noticed, you know, not only – I know you've always been a writer. You have a book. Like, you mm-hmm. know, you have a lot of stuff. So the writing the column thing is nothing new for you.
No. No.
But what is out there that I'm noticing that is new for different publicists, like I'm seeing a lot more adult film stars verified on Twitter,
yes.
which is a complete new thing. Do you remember like as early as 3 years ago, you would never ever see that
no.
unless they had been in something mainstream.
Yeah.
Then they
yeah.
would get that little check.
Yeah.
But now they get that check, which I know you can get it if you buy $5,000 worth of ads, you know, Twitter will do that. If you have a publicist that
mm.
knows, has the internet Twitter, they can get it for you. But it's not an easy thing to come by. It's easier now.
Yeah,
but it used
it
to
is.
Not be very easy. What do you think that's all about, you know, Twitter verifying them? You think it's because
it's,
they are porn stars?
I think it's because of the power. I think porn stars keep Twitter going, quite frankly.
Because of the adult content that's allowed
the
on
adult
there.
Content, you know, Instagram is as much as it's hipper in a way and all
mm-hmm.
the younger kids use Instagram. But, you know, you can't show anything on there. And, you know, people come to Twitter. I mean, look, you don't even have to look at a porn site. I can look through my feed and see plenty of porn. Yeah. I think it's ridiculous, actually. I'm like, why are you giving it away like that? You know, like, you would never do that back in our day, my day of porn.
Is
like,
it even brazers or browsers? How do you pronounce it properly?
Brazzers.
So Brazzers does a they have a really great marketing team.
Yeah, they're great.
I keep up because of Dating on Set, the web series that we did, just because a lot of the people that worked on it do a lot of business with them. Their marketing team's incredible because they show you great trailers where you think you can almost get a cum out of it, but you can't.
You can't. It's not,
they're good at knowing what would be. Can someone get off to this?
And you know what's great with them? Because although it's just scenes, every scene has its... I call Brazzers that it's like old-fashioned Love American style. Like,
what does that mean?
Love American style was a show when I was like... I probably came out when I was born, but I used to watch repeats.
It's like a play on words with those old Italian movies, like
it was like
marriage,
these little
Italian style.
It's like these little vignettes of different couples with their scenario. It all had to do with sex and love and romance. But there's real, like, a story. It's only one scene, but there's always a story. Like, my client Mary Jean does Brazzers a lot, and there's like Honey, I Married the Stripper, where she goes to Vegas, gets wasted, and fucks the stripper, and they get married, even though she's already married. Ah, whatever, you know, like that.
It's and very then, meat and potatoes.
Yeah, she comes home, and then the stripper shows up, like, I'm married to you now, and, you know, and then of course they end up having a great three-way. And stuff. But but there's enough that you can do that tease because there's a story. It's not straight to bam bam, you know, and the stories are funny.
Yeah,
they're funny. They're like silly and funny, and they always have a happy, quirky ending, and that's it. So yeah, Brazzers, actually all my clients love working for them.
Yeah, they seem like they know what they're doing, and they really treat their people right.
They
and
do
promote it properly. I mean,
they do, and they pay well.
Yeah, and if you get one of those scenes, I mean, they circulate a lot.
Yeah,
I've been noticing that a lot of amateur people via whatever the webcam, free cams.com and all that stuff. Even people now are posting their own stuff on Pornhub, but keeping their faces out of it and generating a following solely from that. I know that's nothing new, but I feel like that's something now where the middleman is definitely being cut out in an extreme way now, because people have the equipment to really make their own stuff.
You can. And as you'll see at AVN, the convention we have in Vegas, it's now most of the huge booths are all camming sites.
Yeah.
All of them, Cam Soda.
Free cams is a huge setup
free
over there.
Free cams.
I know Kendra.
She started out
as
with
basically camming, right?
Yeah.
In a library or something.
Yeah.
And then
she's now doing
her career. She's actually doing
scenes. She's exclusive with Vixen. Mm-hmm. And that was a smart move on her part because the guy Greg Glasky, who owns it and directs all of it, he's top shelf. Like, it reminds me of the way porn used to be actually in the 90s, where you become a Vixen Angel. She's Vixen Angel of the Year now. Mm-hmm. You get a pair of gorgeous Louis Vuitton shoes, this beautiful gold, you know,
like
Vixen
the penthouse
necklace.
Pet key
all that, you know, and better stuff. I mean, sorry, penthouse. Better stuff, you know. A lot of, Vixen outerwear, a lot of Vixen panties. I mean, she could wardrobe herself just on this stuff,
Vixen
and
stuff.
It's nice, you know. Mm-hmm. She had a jacket. I posted a photo of myself in her Vixen jacket and tagged the director going, thanks for making me the new Vixen Angel. And then I said to her, oh my God, he's going to get so angry at me. Vixen MILF. But I mean, that's, you know, camming now. It used to be stripping was your first way to get into porn, but now it's actually becoming camming.
Yeah. Do you look now? Is that another way you can scour for talent, is figuring out how does anybody get across your desk if it's not the standard way? What would be the standard way to get across your desk if someone wanted you to rep them?
You know, I get a lot of referrals when I'm lucky that way. I do.
Because you've been in the business so long, someone will go, hey, this girl I dance with, she's really hot. And
yeah.
You should take a look at her.
Yeah.
Because you do
usually
a lot of developing talent, right?
I love to develop talent. That's actually my favorite. Yeah. I have to say, if I have to say what's most exciting to me is developing new talent from the ground up, and that's fun. But people say, like, you know, what do you think? Da da da. And, you know, so I've had a lot of referrals and stuff. But, you know, there's some girls that, like Allison Tyler, that I rep. I actually, went to her because I loved her look. She did a
How'd you even see her?
Wonder Woman. I saw her on the front page of, I wasn't working at Penthouse anymore, but
so she was already published.
She was published, not as a pet, which I still can't understand why they, I'm still bothering them about making her a pet, but she was,
they still make people pets? Is Penthouse they do. Still nude and everything? And...
They do. They still make pets and all that. You know, I get an issue every month still, which is nice. And so I keep up a little bit and all that. But, she was on the cover of, it was, Girls of Penthouse, which no longer exists. And she's just this, you know, Amazonian beauty, which is what I love the best. Yeah. Is like the tall,
5'9", you know, 5'10", yeah,
she's 6 feet tall. She has huge boobs. She played Wonder Woman in one of the Axel Braun, you know, parodies. And but I love that she also, she's one of those sexy chestnut haired brunettes with a little sprinkle of freckles across the nose. And I just
got hard.
Is it? She's really hot.
If speckled across the nose, freckles, and
you know what I'm talking about with the green eyes like and all that. She's gorgeous.
Bounced off her green eyes and her large bosoms were perspiring, and I put my hands up her skirt and I said, "Yes, yes, please touch me, kiss me, so yes." Oh yes,
it was like that.
Where is she? She live in New York?
No, she lives in. Hopefully, she's. But I definitely will next time she comes to New York. She's great, and she's got an excellent personality.
So you saw her in those pages.
I saw her in those pages.
And you said, "Let me get a meeting."
I started following her, and she followed me back, and I DM'd her, and I said, "I think you're so fabulous," you know. And she's like, "Wow." She goes, "You know, I've heard of you," and I said, "Listen," I said, "I have an idea, like." Let's get you to New York somehow without you paying. So I convinced headquarters to hire her as a feature dancer. Yeah, yeah. So I flew her out here. I showed her what I can do. And, you know, I said, no pressure. This I wanted you to come anyway, but, like, this is what I can do.
You know what I love about headquarters, you know, just to kind of go off topic for a second. Sure. It feels like a club that you can just have fun in.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't have a lot. I mean, it's obviously expensive. It's a strip club. I mean, it has all that stuff. But I go to a lot of, in my field, a lot of bookers when I go into a town. I was just actually telling Lanny about this.
Yes.
A lot of bookers, when they book me, because I do this show, they think they know me. And they think, this Josh guy, the first thing he's going to want to do when he touches the soil is find a place where someone's topless. And they're not necessarily wrong.
Poor guy.
But I've been to a lot, so I think I can speak on this. You know, Sapphires is a great club, but it's very it gives that high-end kind of attitude, which is fine.
Sapphires is – I think it's gorgeous and it's packed. It's great. But, man – Friggin', do you know how much a drink is there?
It's expensive.
It's worse than headquarters. I mean, headquarters is expensive too. I'll be the first one to say. But like $20 for a sugar-free Red Bull and vodka?
Yeah.
Like,
it's New York City too. So on top of that, you're walking into, you know, a bit, you're spending a lot of change.
You're looking for at least, you're looking at $100 you're going to spend at least for not that much.
For very little. Yeah. And at headquarters, I'm not saying the price range is extremely different. What I'm saying is it looks like one of those places when you walk in, you get this feeling like, I can kind of relax here. Like, I can kind of have at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can hang out.
Which I've always liked. So that's great. And they always do really good for you whenever you have a client come in. Because, you know, you have a good relationship with them.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to give them that plug. Go to headquarters when you come to New York. You should go.
Headquarters. Right across the street from the Jacob Javits Center.
Yeah. So it's easy. Go buy some shoes or whatever. The shoe con. Go across the street.
Go to shoe con.
So you got her in there. And then.
Yeah.
Because you have to vet people. You're really good at that. Like, you meet someone and then you see a. You're not necessarily. I'm going to try to do my best to kind of sum up a personality that Lainey has. She has this really caring part of her, but at no time is she ever. Contrived or manipulative. It's always about business, but business doesn't necessarily have to not be exclusive with caring.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you care about your clients, but also, you know, it's a business. So you do break them down for, okay, can this person make money? Can they make it?
Yeah.
Do they have the temperament? Do they have the personality? You're really talented at that.
Yeah.
And that's why you probably like developing people.
Yes, sure.
But when you develop them, sometimes you see them go to the bigger people, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you want your clients to do really well. You know, that's what you want, you know, absolutely. And Kendra, like I said, she's doing great, you know. She was smart and decided not to, if she's going to do porn, not to spread herself out. She went with this one company, and that's the only place you can see her.
Yeah.
So it already, like, that company's smart. They know that she's never done it before. Yeah. Where a lot of girls.
Exclusive. exclusive track tour.
Right. It's another porn star that I love. She's not my client yet, but Kissa Sins.
She's awesome.
She is so great. I wish I could have her
on the show. She seems fun.
Oh, next time she comes to New York, she's moving to Vegas, so she'll be coming into New York a lot more now.
She lived in Hawaii for like
2 years.
Oh, so. I think I heard about
yeah,
this.
She yeah, she lived in
her
Hawaii.
Her husband or something.
Is there a boyfriend? Johnny Sins, the Sins fam. But she was in New York to Future Dance, and I had hired her at headquarters. But honestly, like at the time, when you live in Hawaii, like, I can't really do much for you.
I'm not Hawaiian, and yeah. My wife is always like, we got to go. Yeah, we're going to go for vacation, but to live there, you're really off the grid.
Yeah, that's what she was telling me. I mean, she said we had two amazing years of my life.
L.A. is still 5 hours away, but, I mean, 5 hours is 5 hours. I could fly to L.A. right now from New York,
but I can't, you know,
I do that 4 times a year. That's it, and that's enough.
It's
so you have to do that. I mean, I'm sure she has to be in L.A. quite often, so.
No, because she only
shoots with him.
She only shoots with him.
Oh,
and
so
that's
she's
it.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, so that's another, she was smart, mm-hmm. because she's now, you know, if she ever decides to have sex with someone else on camera besides, you know, Johnny or whatever, mm-hmm. if someone wants her, you know, they know that she's not, again, she hasn't spread herself out and she's only had sex with one person.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny is only the fourth lover she's ever had.
In her life, and she's amazing.
In her life. Yeah.
Good for her, man.
See,
that's interesting in itself.
Yeah, it is. You know? It is.
Because it breaks all the stereotypes. And
absolutely.
She's by no means a prude. That chick gets after
it,
man.
Man,
that
does
girl
she get,
is fucking incredible.
She get, and that's a.
I don't even like
yeah.
mainstream porn people who are famous, and I've watched her numerous times.
Oh, she's great.
I saw this one clip.
Great.
They're pretty ballsy. They're on flight.
Yep.
And he filmed her like blowing them, and I thought that was one of the hottest things I've ever seen in my life, and it was so well done.
Yep.
And I don't know. Unbelievable.
It's great. And again,
we should all be so lucky.
Yeah, she's great. He's a really cool guy too. He's a cool guy. And she's, you know, very friendly. I like the girls like Kissa, Allison, Kendra. I like the girls who are gorgeous, but are kind of the girl next door, you know, just like a regular folks, you know. I like real people. I don't really get off on this, like, you know, diva attitude kind of stuff. And, and I've had girls come to me as a diva, but they haven't left me as a diva. You know, I've brought them down to earth.
You whip them into shape, huh?
You know, well, I show them
Lainey whipping you into shape. The nice Jewess whipping you into shape.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, but I show them a lot of that diva stuff is insecurity and it's, you know, loneliness.
It's very transparent. It's transparent,
you know,
too.
And it's like,
man.
Yeah, it's insecurity.
Your character, the notch is getting shown, you know?
And, you know, I've explained to them, like, you know, people would like you so much more. Look, I like you. We've been hanging out, you know, all this stuff. And I'm introducing you to people. They like you. So, like, cut the shit.
Sure.
You know, like, stop it. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, show busy. I understand. You don't want to be a schlump. But, you know, but those three girls, like Kissa and Allison, schlump. Yeah. This is a very Jewish talking show. You're kind of an honorary Jew, Josh, even though you're a Hawaiian
dude.
But you're a Hawaiian. That's
Hawaiian,
the Italian.
Yes,
yeah, it's the
is.
Sicilian. It's the Sicilian. That's where the Jew
But
comes
I also
from.
Served time at the 92nd Street Y. I used to work there when
I
moved to New York. So I know about all kinds of high-end Jewish shit, I know. Because I've been around the top shelf Jewish people.
What did you do there?
I ran the gym. They probably wouldn't want me to talk about it. Whatever. That's on you. But
I love the Y.
It was so awesome, man. I got to learn about real New Yorkers. I met two people that were actually in the Holocaust that have their numbers branded on them.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
wow.
I got a lot of history lessons. I met a lot of amazing people. I love the Jewish people. I love the Jewish women. I actually have a fondness for Jewish women.
We love you too, Josh. We do.
But they can't marry me. Once they see my tattoos, they lose interest.
They shouldn't lose interest physically, but for a long term. That always cracks me up because those Jewish people aren't even religious. Like, I came from a religious home, and neither my sister nor I are married to Jewish men. We just know, we told them that this is part of our heritage. You can't take it away from us. Or my sister saying, our children are not going to be raised in your faith. Mm-hmm. But that's it, you know?
So if
like,
you were to have a child, it would be raised within the Jewish faith.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I always tell David, I'm like, no offense to your fake God, but, you know, I don't think Jesus is fake. I just think, like, I don't understand why you're worshiping the Son of God. Like, why is the Son? You know, it's like, I'm not going to go see Frank Sinatra. I'm going to see Frank Sinatra Jr.? Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
You're
like
valid points on
his son
that...
is cool. He's handsome. Seems he's charismatic. Seems but
guy can take a beating, man.
He can, but what power does he really have? You know, what power does he's the son of God?
It's
that's
all an
my
interesting
only...
concept as a whole.
It's my only critique.
It's really hard to seriously debate any kind of religion in my end. But
it
whatever.
Is. It
it's
is.
The kind of show I run. So if you don't like it, take a walk.
Are you an atheist?
I'm probably an atheist. Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm probably an atheist. What is atheist? Where you don't know.
Atheist is you do not believe in God.
What's the one?
That's agnostic. Where you think there might be.
Well, here's the thing.
Know?
I don't want to be a hypocrite because you know I still have a lot of my Catholic tendencies. Like when I get on a plane and it takes off, I cross myself.
Oh, you do.
I cross myself when it lands, and I rarely ever pray.
Yeah, but you believe in God.
I'm a spiritual guy, so I'm probably more agnostic.
I think you. You know what?
I'm just not big on being in the middle about anything. So.
No, I agree. Like, I grew up having to go to temple every week and go to Hebrew school and stuff. And so, like, I have this knee-jerk reaction when I go to temple. I get instantly depressed, like, and without even thinking. But that doesn't mean that you don't believe in God because you don't go to church anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it doesn't... I feel
like... I don't believe in the story, to be quite frank. That's all I don't believe in. I'm just not a big fan of... propaganda, any propaganda, whether it's political or religious.
Oh, that's what they are. Like, they're stories.
And if your propaganda, if you use it to keep you in line and be a good person and a good citizen, then I'm all for it if that's what you need.
Yeah.
I don't need that, so there's no reason for you to preach to me about it. But if you use that propaganda to cause harm or judge people or throw shame, then you're in the way. You're in the way and you're archaic. So... You're not actually doing anybody any fucking good.
No, you're not. And it is sad that you have to believe in something to be a good person. Like, you should just be a good person just
because.
You
think
because.
It would be innate, but it is not. Yeah. And that's the whole reason why that manuscript exists and why laws exist. Because we are not good. Usually.
Obviously not. Who knows
we
what the hell.
We want to cheat. We want to steal. We want to kill to a certain degree.
All
I mean,
that shit was probably going down, though.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I mean.
Early man, you know. Louis C.K., did you see his special on Netflix?
Yeah,
so brilliant. I love him. And he's like, what year is it? It's year two. But I'm 22 years old.
I'm 22. It's so great.
What is that?
You haven't seen his latest
Netflix.
Oh,
so good.
You got to go check it out. It's
so
that good.
Good.
It's amazing.
But you know, I believe all the laws, yes, they were made because people were like running through the streets, murdering each other. People didn't know who
acting
their father was.
Yeah.
People were stealing. People were fucking barn
fucking
animals.
Chaos, man.
You know, it probably was chaos.
It
you know,
chaos. The Wild West.
Yeah.
Go watch Deadwood. That's how it is. Go watch fucking Deadwood. It's great. One of the greatest shows ever.
I love Deadwood.
It's
I was sad when it got canceled.
It's an amazing show, and they should never do it that way. Now they're making a
movie.
Is
that on Netflix now?
No, it's HBO.
Oh, okay.
So it's on Amazon Prime, though. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can watch
all
the streaming shows
out on
HBO. Now I'm giving Amazon Prime a plug. Send me some fucking money or something.
Amazon
man.
Prime, you should be carrying Dating on Set.
You should be.
Yes.
Actually, I'm actually submitting it.
You should, because I've seen some real pieces of shit
right?
on there.
Yeah.
There's this one nut job who's been chasing me to be his publicist. Like, he's a man, he's crazy. I want to give him his name because I'm scared if he hears this. He'll like...
Because he'll probably listen to this.
Stop, but he'll probably like it that I did anyway. His name's Barry. That's what I'm not going to... But this guy's...
Barry!
Barry. He's another one that embarrasses my people. It's like, it's bad. But he has like this thing on Netflix, not Netflix, on Amazon Prime. He's got like this weird reality show he did... on Amazon Prime. And I'm sure nobody watches it.
We
got to
talk
it.
About after we get off the air how I can do this, because I'm dying to do it.
I have to
resize my art, and I don't know how to do that.
Put you in connection with old Barry,
and
he'll
and
tell
Barry
you. And you know what? Lie to him. You know, not lie to him. Tell him. Say to him, Barry, you know, I know all these porn stars and all, which is not a lie. It's true. And, you know, my show's about, you know, dating. He'll probably actually hook you up.
Yeah.
And stuff. The downside is he'll be telling you how he got a penile implant and now he looks like a beer can. And this is the shit I have to deal with.
You know what, though? Does that hurt?
I don't know. He seems to be very happy that he got this penile.
Does he have to
penile.
Pump it?
No.
It
no,
just
I
looks
don't
like
think
that.
So. Yeah.
It can naturally
yeah.
get hard without any stimulation beyond the norm.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
That's one thing I've always been confused about in this world is men have been so powerful for so long. How in the fuck have they not discovered a way to make your dick bigger? They can make your ass look like a fucking pumpkin. They can make your tits look like watermelons. They can make your face be stretched out and not look like you've ever aged. They can even replace your fucking arm with a robotic arm that looks real.
Yeah.
But they haven't invented a goddamn surgery that can fix some dude who's walking around with a micro dick.
It must be that hard, though, because, look, it's a man's world. I'm sure so many people are trying.
It's so fucking funny. I watch this guy. I think it was that stupid doc about this guy's small penis, and he went all over to see if he could make it bigger.
Oh,
and
I want to see that. What is the doc? It's a documentary. I forgot the name
of it. It came out a few years back, but he went to Korea and he went to Japan, I think, and those dudes were working overtime. Those Asian guys were trying to do the whole thing. Isn't that terrible? Is it because there's so many weird shit going on there? I had a UTI, by the way, and I didn't know men could get that. And that
you had
shit
a UTI?
So bad.
I didn't know men could get that either.
It was fucking awful. And they tested me for all the fucking STDs. Yeah. I'm cleaner than a whistle, my friends. Good. And thanks. And no herpes, no nothing. Fresh as a daisy. But that pain is one of the most severe pains, which makes me think this is a complicated organ. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
There's something weird about the plumbing issues of it. Because they can even make it into a vagina. You're telling me you
can turn my penis into a functioning vagina,
but you can't make it bigger? That's crazy.
Well, that's why, you know, most trans men keep their vagina because I saw Annie Sprinkle like 15 years ago put out this like independent video. Annie Sprinkle, she's one of those started out as a porn. She calls herself a postmodern porn star. Well, she hasn't done porn in years. I don't know. She's a hippie chick.
Postmodern feminist porn.
But she also is porn. She started out as a porn star. That's why her name's Annie Sprinkle in the '70s. And then she got into, she had these, big performance art pieces where people could look in her cervix and stuff like, flashlight. Remember her?
Where it's like, it's really, invasive stuff she was doing.
Yeah,
right?
She was doing that. Lovely, you know, lovely Jewish lady. She went to my alma mater, SVA, which is great. But
what's
she
SVA?
School of Visual Arts.
Oh, that's
School
where you
of
went.
Visual Arts. I'm an SVA graduate. But she did this.
All the good work
video.
You've done too.
I know. That's what my mom always said.
Visual arts.
I know. My father said, like, I'm really glad we put that money all into your education. Like, you really paid off for us. Thank you. You know, it's like, thanks. Okay. But she did this thing. She was dating a trans man who looked totally like as real as Buck Angel, the trans porn star.
Oh, Buck Angel. Yeah. Was he transgender? Was that him in that one part where she ends up getting with that trans guy who's got a full beard and everything? Was that Buck Angel?
Oh,
and
no? Transparent? No,
transparent,
no.
Sorry. Transparent.
No, it was, no. Buck looks like a motorcycle dude.
Oh,
like, he's got the shaved head and big guns and lots of ink.
Oh,
he's really in shape. And he was a model, like a lady model before he transitioned. But, anyway, so in this video, they show, like, he had to put the stem in this fake penis doesn't work. It doesn't work. Having a female to male is very difficult. That's why most of them don't even attempt it.
Yeah.
And stuff. What let's say Buck Angel has is this gigantic vagina now because of all the hormones
and tries to
do. Just the hormones, all the testosterone.
So you have a huge clit.
Oh my god, it is one of the I love Buck, don't get mad at me, Buck, but that vagina is like something.
Really?
You
I've
know?
Never seen
yeah.
it. I want to look now.
Yeah, and he does a lot of gay porn, not man on man. It's so weird. Like, that's where he makes all his money at, is like these
men
are gangbanging him and all this shit.
Wow.
He's like, he touts himself as the man with a vagina.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. So it's, you know, this penis thing is hard. It is hard. There's something with it.
That's the
curse.
There's
something with it.
You can't just, it's one of those things, like, you can't just have what you want. Like, you know, if you see stuff, you know what's funny though? I've been noticing this. There's a lot of people now, like women especially, that look alike. Because of all the same procedures.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do.
Oh, I have seen this dude, Buck Angel.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He really does look like...
That's a dude, right?
That's a
dude.
Unbelievable how...
I think I met him in person. He's a hot guy. But then you can remember, you heard, like, you know, this vagina and... It's like, wow, but
what's
but
wrong
men.
With the, so you're saying just because it's such a big clit?
I'm not into women and vagina
well, yeah,
in general.
You're
not so that's
like
a
bi. You're not even close.
Right.
To being bi.
So you know, like I barely want to touch my own vagina. So then seeing his vagina and it's like the clit is really large. I get really afraid of those big clits. Like I had a client who had a really huge clit. Like it looked, I thought it was her finger in the photo shoot.
In a land where all the clits are ugh. 7 inches and above.
Ugh. Some guys like that big clit action, but like
I don't
not
know,
me.
I fancy myself as someone who's very open minded, but that would throw me off a little bit.
I mean, you can't help what you got.
No,
you
it
know?
Is what it is.
But it's yeah, Victoria Zadrock, Pet of the Year 2004 has.
I think you've mentioned this woman.
Yeah,
before.
It's a clit. Wow. But and then one time we had a girl who had these huge curtains, the beef curtains. She's like a teenager.
But
young,
you can cut those and sell them on eBay now. Remember Houston did that years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, did she? Yeah, yeah. What did she do?
She sold
she
them
did.
On Stern and she signed
she
them.
Did.
She got the,
she
reju-
did.
The whatever they
the
you know,
rejuvenation.
They,
yeah,
I had an
yeah.
old girlfriend that did that.
Yeah. Oh,
oh
wow.
It looked great. It looked like a perfect little pocket. It was unbelievable.
So what was the problem beforehand?
She just didn't, you know, wasn't there was no problem. What happened was we ended up having a multi-person situation happen, mm-hmm. and it happened more than once. And the woman that we were with had a very nice, like, vagina. It was very yeah. nice. But I didn't say anything about it. I wasn't like, you got to get – I'm not that kind
of
guy.
No,
what do
of
I
course
care?
Not.
Hers was great. It was fine. But she was a perfectionist. So literally maybe days after we had the second, you know, threesome, mm-hmm. she made an appointment to go – get her stuff fixed.
Good for
and
her.
And it was towards the end of our relationship, too, so I didn't even get to enjoy it. So.
No, she did it for herself, which is the only
but
reason.
Then she had the audacity to look at me and go, I had to do this because if the women were around. And I was like,
oh,
I started
please.
Laughing hysterically. How dare you? You did it for you. There's nothing in this relationship we haven't done that wasn't for you. This is for you.
Please.
Looks great. Appreciate it. Looks great. I'm sure someone's enjoying it now. Good for them.
Well, I bet every time it hurts when you pee, she might be behind that, Josh.
No,
she
I feel
might
great.
Be does
I
it hurt
great.
When you pee with your UTI?
I had it 3 weeks ago,
oh, was,
a
was,
month ago.
Yeah.
It was the worst. Well, here's what happened. So I went to the urgent care because I felt something kind of off. They did the test, and they can tell by right in the moment they can look at the bacteria and know it's not an STD. And they go, okay, we think you have like a UTI situation. The guy gave me – one, he had huge hands, and he manhandled my penis, and it hurt terribly. God. Then he goes, okay, I'm going to give you antibiotics. Great. So for 5 days, I'm on the antibiotics. It's getting worse. I go to my actual practitioner. She's like, they gave you the wrong antibiotics. I had to get numerous blood tests to make sure I didn't have anything.
Wow.
I had to go through the ringer, and I just had a full physical. So I probably have my blood taken now like 19 times in 3 months. So – They finally gave me the right antibiotics, but I was in tears when I was urinating. I
wow.
had 2 weeks of that because they misdiagnosed. I wish I could fucking sue them.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh,
but you know what,
God.
Though? It gave me a great respect for taking a leak. I'll tell you that much. That's no joke. You can't take that shit for granted, man.
No, you can't. And when I've had them, like, I don't, it's obviously different.
Girls
for
get
women.
Them a lot.
We,
new partners, all that kind of thing.
Yeah. And what I remember hating the most was that you felt you had to pee constantly. You'd run to the bathroom.
And not have to go?
And, like, one drop.
Yeah.
One drop. And then sometimes you look down, like, a drop and then a drop of blood.
Oh,
you know?
Dude.
Like,
no good.
It's, you can't. I remember I was working in an office when I was 19 when I started having them, and it was just horrible. I kept getting up to go.
Oh, man.
You can't be
worst.
Comfortable. That's the thing. You can't.
And there's nothing to do about it except if you know right away, then you can get the proper medication
yeah.
or drink just straight cranberry juice.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to help it. But
yeah.
that's brutal.
It's brutal.
Well, I love you, Lainey.
I love you.
What are we plugging tonight?
Well, my column.
The column is on StripLV.
StripLV.com.
You don't, there's not a name for it.
Doesn't
so
have a
Lainey
name
Spicer.
For it. It's in every month. I tackle all kinds of tackles. Not that's too serious. Why am I saying I tackle the issues?
Like
no,
you're a politician now.
I don't tackle
a porn
anything.
Politician.
Most of the stuff is writing about universal stuff, but my experience. So like next month's column is going to be about masturbation. I basically give away. I admit openly for the first time in public that I've. If, usually, like, I've masturbated all over New York City, basically.
You just pick a place and cross it off.
Oh, but I used to do, like, when Jacob I worked in an office, like, I had, like, a masturbation schedule. Like, I knew when the bathroom wasn't occupied, you know?
Are you a sexaholic, or you just got that big of a libido?
At the time, I just had that big a libido. I mean, I had a boyfriend that accused me of being a sex addict. I did.
Do you think you were?
I don't know.
That's
I don't
a strong
know.
Claim. Like I was a borderline sex addict for a long time, and it really comes down to, like, I would risk everything to fuck.
Well, that's the thing. Like, what did you, you know, the, you know, Brie Olson asked me that question. She said, "I think I'm a sex addict." This is before Charlie.
Yeah.
And I said, "Look, to me, the definition of addict is if this activity is getting in the way of your daily life, like you didn't show up to your sister's graduation because you had to get laid,
or it's you stuff like that,
or you had sex with inappropriate people."
It's probably more sex and, like, love addiction, because it wasn't just sex. It was
it's about the passion.
It was about the person, and it would be somebody that really, in the grand scheme of it, if I was looking at it through clear lenses, it wouldn't be someone that I would miss something for. I shouldn't have anyways,
right.
But I would rush to be with them or fuck them, whatever it was. And that's what I have. It's more of sex and love addiction.
I think it is. I think that's sex. Which, you know, but I did. Like I said, I'm not sure now, you know. I don't know if I've just gotten older and calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Obviously, it hasn't left me because I write about it and I live it and all this stuff. But it's not like I remember feeling vampiric sexually. That's the way I can only describe
it.
Is like
vampiric?
I just like I had to get some dick. You know, I just had to get some dick. You know, that's it. You know, like, I need some dick.
The clinical definition of your issues.
The way you need, like, blood, you know, like a vampire, and it goes out into the night, and it's that. And I was like, I need some dick, you know. That's it. I don't know if being
that's
married
great.
Just dulls this, you know, which
you
I'm
seem a little bit more settled. I mean, I've only seen you twice since you've been married.
Yeah,
so what
I don't
the fuck
know.
Do I
know? I don't
know.
Not
that you weren't settled before, but you do have a different temperament about you.
It's weird.
Your
I don't
fire
know.
Fire is lessened.
That's no good. See,
but
that's
not,
my that's
but
my
not
worry.
In a bad way.
Yeah.
I'm sure with David, the fire is completely lit. That's great.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about in public, it's not like as... I don't know. Maybe I have a weird connection with you, though. I have a weird connection with certain people that
we
I can
do.
Kind of read that.
No, it's like... I don't know. Like the thing is that I get so worried... Because especially with women, as they get older, you know, it's a proven fact that the libido does go down. And although I would rather be the way I was when I was 38 than the way I'd rather be that wanting something. Like, it's a terrible feeling not to desire anything.
No, I agree. To be completely complacent and numb.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I feel we're here to always get something and want something and want something.
And the minute you can't keep walking journey,
and,
it's probably
and then
time
it's
to
like,
end that journey,
well,
right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to ever feel that way. And the thing with sex, whether it's sex and love or what, is like this, it's a wonderful feeling to yearn for somebody or yearn for anything.
Yeah.
And that is addicting.
And
it
people,
is addicting.
The thing that I had, the problem, just to sum it up before we sign off, for me, and it's something I preach to a lot of listeners that talk to me about their issues and friends that I know, it was more about, like you were saying, where people don't deserve, they have to earn the right to have the keys to the Ferrari being me or you. They have to earn that right. And I was giving a lot of people the keys to my Ferrari to drive it around and use it recklessly.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. And that's what addiction is.
That's a great way to think about it.
I think that's a pretty good metaphor.
Yeah,
that
I like
understand.
It.
You know, if you value yourself in any way, why would you let somebody, you know, be damaging with what you value?
That's true.
How do you, you know, just to close it up, everyone, you definitely have to go to Strip LV. It's online, correct?
Yes.
How do you find things to write about since you've been writing about sex and involvement for fucking 20 years now?
You know, you would think there'd be nothing to write about, but there's always new things to write about. I wrote about,
you know. You don't have to regurgitate anything. You can actually take a new spin on a topic
already
approached now.
Sure. Like I said, I wrote about masturbation. Like, but that's been, you know, what is there to say? But it's just like, you know, to... talking about how more people are doing it, like, in places that not just at home and not just like...
I find that pretty fascinating because I don't think about that. I know guys... I always assume guys are doing it, but
in
I
all
never
kinds
think
of places.
About it. The only reason why I know women are doing it is it's the women that send me the videos that they're doing it. Saying, hey, look, I'm doing it at work.
Women do it a
lot. Suspect them doing it.
It seems like in LA, women do it a lot because they're in traffic all the time. Oh, you know, yeah. So they have like that little thing they can just put in there while they're sitting in traffic. Like I've heard a lot of that. A lot. But you know, I wrote about like when I was a kid, masturbating meant that you couldn't get laid. You know,
yeah,
it meant
that you were
couldn't,
a sorry ass that
yeah,
couldn't
yeah,
like
it was
you.
Sad, you yeah. know, so I, you know, I started off sort of like that. But, you know, I've talked about one column was about me loving to be submissive, mm-hmm. you know, but not being submissive, but not being able to deal with a real, you know, dominant,
sure.
you know,
yeah.
like, you know, in that very formal sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
where we have to be this 24 hours, 7 days a week,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
kind of thing. And I wrote about then enjoying also being, you know, femdoming, which mm-hmm. is something that, you know,
we've had a couple of those in the show, everybody, you know.
Yeah, you know, of being a dominant as a female. But again, not as like, I would never get off on like, tying anyone up or whipping them or
anything
like that. But
it's also a little taste of what you do every day.
Yeah.
In moments, you have to be submissive, and in moments you have to be kind
sure.
of dictate terms.
Absolutely.
So, of course, it's an extension of what you're good at, what your personality is.
Right. So, but yeah, I write about that stuff. But there's always, you know, that's the thing with sex. There's always stuff to write about.
Yeah, it never gets old, right?
It never does get old.
You think those motherfuckers came up with the Kama Sutra and they were like, well, that's that. It's really not. They're still talking about it and irritated about it to this fucking day. I love you. You know that. We're family. You're the
yes,
best.
Yes, we are.
You're sexy and I'm...
Yes.
You're just womanly with your womanly hips and body. And you just look like you're ready to get impregnated. And
yeah.
I'm sure people yell at you that on the street.
Sure.
Give them where they can find you. Like, I know you tweet
yes.
quite a bit.
I tweet a lot. And it's at Miss Lainey, MissLainie. So that's on Twitter. I'm also Miss Lainey on Instagram, which I just started. And Facebook is Lainey Spicer. And that's it. But, you know, definitely check out all those things because I have some wonderful clients that will make your dreams come true.
Amen.
So follow those lovely ladies.
That she does. Yeah. All right, Lainey. Well, I love you. Once
love
again,
you.
Thanks for coming in.
I might as well be the one where they showed you a statue, told you to pray, they built you.